Now here to tell us what it says again in today's papers, Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Sonia. Mother Nature waits for no election result. That's a headline in the Irish Examiner over a piece about the environment and the election. Pádraig Corr writes, global heating doesn't wait for bills to be passed, funding to be released, or uneasy consensus after vigorous bouts of political horse trading. That big climate horse trading event, COP29, is getting plenty of space in the papers today. The Irish Daily Star says it's been revealed that among those attending are 1,700 lobbyists for the fossil fuel industry. The Irish Independent's Caroline O'Doherty in Baku says it's beginning to look like a flop COP and has been described as a cop-out. At one press conference, the EU spoke about its commitment to solving the climate crisis, while at the moment, she writes, back in Europe, MEPs are busy trying to gut or delay legislation which would ban imports of products from deforested land. On a smaller environment story, the Irish Daily Mirror reports on complaints that, because of their work cleaning up after people, bin men and hospitality workers are making extra money from the bottle return scheme. The Mirror says one member of the public sent the bottle return company photos showing bin men putting hundreds of bottles into one of their machines. The pictures are sent with the message, "Is this allowed?" The company replied, "Yes, this is allowed." A skip bag is pictured on the front page of the Examiner. It's an ordinary yellow skip bag, but the paper reports that when a Cork City Council crew were cleaning up illegally dumped rubbish, they discovered a homeless woman sleeping under it. The paper says the woman in the skip bag was sleeping just yards from a council bungalow that's lain vacant for a year. The Examiner quotes one election candidate as saying he doesn't think that the seriousness of the homeless situation is getting through to the decision makers in government. Inside, the paper features many of those wannabe decision makers in its election campaign coverage, including a piece on the Labour manifesto launch in Drogheda, which featured an actual political football. Apt, says the Examiner, because Ivana Bacic is a trained FAI coach, Drogheda won this year's FAI Cup, and Labour proposes to create a viable football industry in Ireland. The Belfast Telegraph carries a report about a Belfast woman who's looking forward to going blind. She's had sight loss since birth, but having partial sight means her brain tries to fill in the gaps with hallucinations. It's a condition called Charles Bonnet syndrome, and the hallucinations can involve animals, people or objects. The woman told the paper that it's stressful having to second guess everything you see, and it'll be a relief to go completely blind and get on with the rest of her life. This week was bookended by teachers. On Monday, it was Michael O'Leary's comments on them. Today, on Friday, they're still in the papers. The Irish Times tells us there are now over 4,500 Irish teachers working abroad. That's on its front page. On the Echo front page, a report about principals in Cork primary schools who are losing sleep over not being able to pay heating and energy bills. The headline there is, "We've no money left." And Emer McGlycett in the Irish Times lists 14 reasons why teachers deserve all the respect in the world. Reason number one is they have to deal with photocopiers and printers more than any human should ever have to. And photocopiers and printers are the only things less predictable than children. Reason number five is they have to deal with questions from children like, "Why do you always pull your trousers up so high?" And reason number 14, Emer McGlycett writes, is sometimes they're asked to tie little shoelaces that are wet, when it hasn't even been raining, and they do it and just wash their hands in a tiny sink afterwards. Angels.
Ronan Kelly.